Hello again. It was an awkward occasion that California autumnal day in 1984 when I was on crutches, and so I had to hobble into the office of my religious superior, Father Frank Hodak. Having sprained my ankle a few days before, I felt frustrated by my disability and dependency on others. The meeting with Father Hodak was an important one, as it would determine whether or not I would be ordained as a deacon the following fall, and then 7 months later as a priest. Father Hodak began by asking about my injury and how I was coping with it. I explained that it had happened 3 days earlier when I was playing volleyball, and that despite the cast on my left foot, nothing was broken. I was not feeling much pain, but I did confess that I disliked having to ask my brother Jesuits for help getting around when I needed someone to carry my books or help me with chores or fix my meals. And then my superior said the words I shall never forget. "Kevin," he said, "I am glad that you are recovering, but in a certain sense, this accident can be a real grace and be the best thing that happened to you as you prepare for your ordination. If you are to serve others who are vulnerable, you need to know a bit about what it is like to be vulnerable. In other words, Kevin, being on crutches for a certain time will enable you to find out, are you weak enough to be a priest for others? If you are to serve others in need, it is important that you need to know what it is like to be in need." I was reminded of this experience when I pondered this morning's reading from the letter to the Hebrews, where we find the words, quote, "For the law appoints those subject to weakness to be high priests, but the words of the oath, which was taken after the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever." These words, of course, referred to Jesus as the high priest, whose divinity, through the incarnation, became human. And as a human being, Jesus, like each of us, was subject to weakness. At the time of my injury and meeting with Father Hodak, another one of my Jesuit mentors, Father Michael Buckley, had written a seminal article titled "Because Beset by Weakness," where Father Buckley reflected, quote, "According to Hebrews, it is in this deficiency, in this interior lack and weakness, that the efficacy of the ministry and priesthood of Christ lies," unquote. Father Buckley went on to write, quote, "Weakness relates us profoundly with other people. It allows us to feel with them the human condition, the human struggle and darkness and anguish that call out for salvation. Weakness more profoundly relates us to God because it provides the arena which His grace can be seen," unquote. These words and the ministerial principle they suggest were made even more special today, this day of the inauguration, because of the fact that Father Frank Hodak, my religious superior, reported my qualifications for ordination to my Maryland province religious superior, who happened to be Father Leo O'Donovan. Yes, the same Father O'Donovan who gave the invocation at President Biden's inauguration. Most people know Father O'Donovan as the past president of Georgetown University, but before serving in this important role, he had an even more strategic responsibility for we Jesuits in formation. You see, as a formation superior for the Maryland province of the Society of Jesus in 1984, Father O'Donovan was the one who determined whether or not Jesuits like me would be approved for ordination by the provincial. And part of the qualifications involved whether I was weak enough to serve as a priest. Like all priests, Father O'Donovan had to answer the same question: am I weak enough to serve? But might the same be asked for each of us who through baptism share in the priesthood of Jesus and share in the common identity, as the Vatican II documents speak of, as the priesthood of all believers. Indeed, St. Paul, reflecting the words from Hebrews, once wrote in his second letter to the Corinthians, quote, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Unquote. Perhaps then, the question is, am I weak enough to serve? It's not just relevant to all of us, but we might even ask President Biden, are you weak enough to serve as president? And to all of us, are we weak enough to serve one another with compassion? And perhaps in a real sense, only if America is weak enough can America be truly be great. That is, in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of God, only if we are weak enough to turn to God for strength can we have the resiliency to meet the challenges of our times. This question is true not just for priests, not just for presidents, but for each one of us. President Biden, a registered parishioner of Holy Trinity and a person who's quite familiar with suffering and weakness, stated it in his inaugural address, quote, "Some days when you need a hand, there are other days when we're called to lend a hand. And that's how it has to be. That's what we do for one another." Unquote. This past Tuesday, I happened to meet with Father Donovan at lunch about his upcoming invocation prayer, and noted that as a former president of Georgetown University, he is the successor to the university's first president, Bishop John Carroll, who provided the invocation at President Washington's inauguration. When I mentioned this to Father O'Donovan, he smiled and said, yes, he intends to incorporate some of his predecessor's words in the invocation. Here is what Father Bishop John Carroll, the first bishop of the United States and the first president of the newly founded College of Georgetown, wrote at the inauguration of President George Washington. And I'll conclude with these words. Quote, "We pray, O God, of might, wisdom, and justice, through whom authority is rightly administered, laws are enacted, and judgment decreed, assist with your Holy Spirit of counsel and fortitude the President of these United States, that his administration may be conducted in righteousness and be eminently useful to your people, over whom he presides, by encouraging due respect for virtue and religion, by a faithful execution of the laws in justice and mercy, and by restraining vice and immorality." Bishop Carroll concluded his prayer with these words, "We recommend likewise to your unbounded mercy, all our fellow citizens throughout the United States, that we may be blessed in the knowledge and sanctified in the observance of your most holy law, that we may be preserved in union and in that peace which the world cannot give, and after enjoying the blessings of this life, be admitted to those which are eternal. Grant this, we beseech you, O Lord of mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen."